Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news. I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo for presentation. In our headlines, joy and relief continues to flow across the 10 regions of the country following the return of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya. A majority perceive his return as a motivating force to economic activities and political booster. Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dangote will represent the Head of State at the 2024 Commonwealth Health of Government meeting in Apia, the capital of Samoa, tomorrow. In the meantime, the recent decline in the quality of mobile telephone services in the country remains a major concern as subscribers keep complaining. Our in-depth segment of the news examines the matter. Those are our lead stories, a full development in a moment. The return of President Paul Biya to Cameroon has ignited widespread joy across the far north region, often referred to as the eldest daughter of the New Deal government. Residents have expressed their relief and excitement at seeing the president back in the country. Henry Tatoe Kambi of CLTV Far North compiled their joy in this report.
People from all walks of life in Marua, capital of the far north region, who had stopped work to gather around TV sets to view President Paul Biya's arrival, say they feel relieved that their leader is back to steer the country once again.
I was very happy when I see my president come back. When he come out of the plane, he talked with the Secretary General.
I felt so relieved seeing him. His coming back also brought some calm into the country.
For political figures of the far north, the love that the head of state has manifested towards the region, fondly called the eldest daughter of the New Deal, has only helped to increase the excitement of viewing his return home. Honorable Kamsulum Abakabi of the CBDM and Dr. Koji Deli of the UNDP were pleased to see President Paul Biya again.
Now that he's back, I hope that all these comments will end and Cameroon will resume his life as usual.
He is an institution for Cameroon. And here in the far north region, we call FNA de Renouveau, we are very happy to see him again.
The people of the far north who have a special bond with President Paul Biya, who has visited the region over 10 times, say they would like to see him again in their region in the presidential election.
Bafoussam City inhabitants have expressed their joy and relief following the return of the head of state to the country after his private stay in Europe. Many have prayed for God to grant the president long life, good health and continued wisdom to steer the country through its various challenges. Kelvin Nembo of CLTV West compiled their reactions in this report.
The president is back and in good shape. The population of the West region say they are in good mood.
We as Cameroonians, we are really happy that our president is back, and we all pray for God to give him long life because everything is in the hands of the Lord.
Coming back as a person, he's going to oversee some of those things that are supposed to be done so that they should be done properly.
For the president of the West Regional Council, Dr. Jules Hile Fukafuka, those who wish him dead ought to be ashamed of their poor comportment.
The head of state back in Cameroon yesterday, and those who have seen many things, I think that we can say shame for them.
President Biya's arrival yesterday has come to put a full stop to fake news that had polluted the airwaves and cyberspace.
When he landed, he greeted everybody. I think the time for propaganda has ended.
Yesterday, I was so very happy because I saw the president. He came back. It is already disqualifying the rumors that were going around. I think God created him for a purpose.
As the local population continue to celebrate the return of President Paul Biya, his supporters in the West region have assured him that he can continue to count on them. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bafoussam.
The population of the South region say they were never worried about the health condition of President Paul Biya following reassurance from the competent authorities. They are joyful with his return to the country. The governor of the South region, Felix Ngelengele, says Paul Biya's presence back home gives renewed assurance to the socio-economic activities of the region. In the same vein, the political class of the Ocean Division equally sang the praises of Paul Biya as a man of esteemed valor. Bruno Ndonwi Fonwi reports.
Despite the room of President Paul Biya's health condition, the South region maintained a calm demeanor. Felix Ngelengele is governor of the South region.
We were not worried. We received the news of return home for the President of the Republic with joy and assurance.
The population of Kribi and the South region have a renewed confidence and hope with the return of their president.
I'm very happy to see the president is back. The country is at peace and we are one and indivisible.
With President Paul Biya's presence and with a listening ear, it is time for the South region to refocus on its priority projects. Felix Ngelengele.
We are looking ahead for the kickoff of the works to tap the road of Kribi, Akomde, and Eboluba.
The joy of Paul and Chantal Biya's presence were above words to express.
Ayoba, ayoba, ayob, Paul Biya, ayob, ayoba, ayob, ayob, toujours ayoba, ayob.
It is a content people of the South region, gladdened by the return of their president, wishing him a long and healthy life. Bruno Ndonyi Funyi, CRTV, Kribi.
The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, today signed some decrees appointing some senior military officials in the central administration of the Ministry of Defense. The first decree appoints Brigadier General Njonkep Frederick as the Inspector General of the Armed Forces. The President of the Republic also appointed senior officials in the National Gendarmerie, the General Controller of the Armed Forces, and the Director of General Affairs in the Ministry of Defense. Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dangote is set to arrive in Apia, the capital of Samoa, tomorrow to represent President Paul Biya at the 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Since Cameroon joined the Commonwealth, focusing on the economy, capacity building, and human capital development, amongst others. In the following report, Star Building correspondent Christian Che Adams en route to Samoa looks at budding areas of cooperation between Cameroon and the Commonwealth.
Since Cameroon joined the Commonwealth in 1995, the country has completely immersed herself in the traditions of the Gentlemen's Club and in furthering the agenda of the organization. The country has participated in all the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting organized since 1995 and has been actively working with the Commonwealth in different domains. The main thrust of the country's cooperation with the Commonwealth concerns the economy, peace building, gender equality and the environment, amongst others. The organization supported the setting up of the then ELECAM in 1996 and has since been participating in observing the evolution of Cameroon's electoral landscape. Concerning the fight against corruption, the Commonwealth Africa Anti-Corruption Unit, set up in 2013, supports many countries, including Cameroon, in tackling the cankerworm. Bilateral relations between Cameroon and the Commonwealth also extend to the domain of human capital development. Cameroon actively participates in the Commonwealth Scholarship Commission, which awards scholarships and fellowships for postgraduate study and professional development. In 2016, Achaleke Christian Leke of Cameroon won the Commonwealth Young Person of the Year Award, and the Commonwealth continues working to amplify the peace-building efforts of young people in the country. Similarly, the organization has been working with the government of Cameroon to strengthen e-commerce exchanges between the country and the network of countries of the Commonwealth community. Concerning high-level visits, the Secretary General of the Commonwealth, the Right Honorable Patricia Scotland, has visited Cameroon. In 2017, she held talks with the President of the Republic in Yaoundé and visited grassroots populations to hold exchanges with actors on the field concerning peace building and the democratic process. Cameroon's participation in the Commonwealth Heads of Government Summit, where the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, will represent President Paul Biya, is a clear indication that Cameroon and the Commonwealth are in tandem and intend to continue developing even stronger cooperation ties.
On to our in-depth segment of the news. Mobile telephone users in the West region are complaining about frustrations tied to poor network connectivity, which affects their daily activities. Amongst the complaints, they mention that the absence of quality mobile network in the region has sometimes led to the loss of lives and failed business transactions. As you tell us, Eric Lamiawofo.
He lives in Batu Farm, one of the rural areas in the West region. He decries the fact that he couldn't intervene in an emergency situation to rescue the life of a close family relative because he was unreachable due to poor mobile network connections.
I lost an uncle because I was out of reach on phone. Every call attempt ended abruptly. They got to me only in the night, but unfortunately the person had died.
Poor cellular network connections and network congestions are common challenges faced by mobile telephone users in Bafusa.
You are in the conversation with someone from the village. He calls you and he drops. Now, when you try getting back to him, it doesn't go through. Network connections are bad. For example, you want to carry out a monetary transaction. You have to insist many times.
It has been observed that there are still areas like Sancho in the Menua with no coverage to any mobile network company. And users in these areas have to track distances to handle exigencies. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Bafusa.
The problems Cameroonian citizens are experiencing with the disruptions of telephone network has not spared even those in the remote areas. In the town of Gongsamba, for example, there are many complaints filing about mobile telephone companies, a real setback on the economic and e-learning educational developments. Details with Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz from CRTV Littoral.
The people of the town of Gongsamba have expressed discontentment about the lack of internet connection for the past 2 months.
It's been 2 months now. We have an unstable connection.
We have observed some disruption during telephone calls.
During our daily activities, we encounter a lot of difficulties as to what concerns network.
This has greatly impacted the economic activities of the town.
We constantly lost a lot of customers.
There is actually an incident because there are times it's a failed appointment because the communication wasn't fluid with the person at the other end or a partner.
Some people say they believe that things would have been better some years back with the arrival of the optic fiber.
When we were told about the arrival of the optic fiber, we thought it was going to be for our advantage and not be faced with this network issue.
However, the managers of some of these mobile companies have reassured their clients.
Our general manager has given firm instruction so as to satisfy our clientele as fast as possible, and in Jemongo, all these inconveniences will be a thing of the past.
Promises which shows that the distress cries from the population of Gongsamba have not fallen on deaf ears. From Gongsamba in the Mongo division, I am Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
The recent decline in the quality of mobile telephone services has left many subscribers frustrated and helpless. They have been expressing concerns about what the Post and Telecommunications Ministry and the Telecommunications Regulatory Board are doing about the situation. In the write-up that follows, Winston Lebga emphasizes the need to step up regulation.
Mobile telephone users in Cameroon have for some time now been at the mercy of every rogue in the telecommunications marketplace. On account of this, the general manager of the Telecommunications Regulatory Board went visiting with the service providers, and then the Post and Telecommunications Minister, Minette Libom-Liliken, took her turn. She told the officials to step up the quality of their services, set up a system to enable regular feedback, work on their network performance, increase the capacity of internet flow, amongst others. These instructions notwithstanding, there is a need for the regulators to be more watchful. They have to ensure that the environment is conducive to the efficient supply of telecommunication services to the public, promote connectivity for all users through a structured interconnection arrangement while protecting consumer rights. Cameroon needs regulators who see telecommunications as an essential public service. This means they have to ensure that the services are supplied in a manner consistent with the national perception of the public interest. Cameroonians pay their hard-earned money for mobile telephony services. It is, therefore, their right to enjoy the required quantity and of high quality.
The myriads of complaints from subscribers about the poor quality of services offered by mobile telephone companies obliged the minister in charge of telecommunications to pay working visits to their head office. Minette Libom Lilikeng held a press briefing on Friday, October 11, to reiterate her instructions with a view of improving the situation. The guest on the 7 p.m. is the technical advisor number 2 to the minister, Dr. Winfred Mfu. And this portion of the exchange was selected from an interview he granted Sam Bokuba on Cameroon Calling on Sunday, October 13, 2024. Dr. Winfred Mfu starts by talking about the role of the Telecommunications Ministry and the Telecommunications Regulatory Board.
The minister is the head of the sector, and the regulator is like the gendarme of the sector. So it's only normal that the gendarme should go ahead, find out what is happening, bring an initial report, so that by the time the minister gets onto the field, she goes with specific questions and looks at specific things that the regulator would have fed back. So on the contrary, I see synergy rather than dispersion of energy.
Are you saying that there's some kind of harmony existing between the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications and the Telecommunications Regulatory Board?
I will say there's harmony, but both of them have different responsibilities. While the minister is responsible on the general legal framework or the legal implementation or the general health of the sector, the regulator is more specific with the operators. And the regulator has his roles, which is about controlling the network at all times. And where there are failures within the network, he should be able to punish according to the concessional agreement with the operators. So whilst they work in synergy, they have different responsibilities. And the extent to which each of them carries out their responsibility, it's left for others to judge. But I think they work in synergy. They are moving in the same direction.
What change will these visits bring at a time many telephone users are complaining of deteriorating services by mobile telephone companies?
I think I said this on this platform one time. Quality of service is an ongoing thing. It will always be there. There will be at no point, and there has been no point in the world, in any other market, where we say, yes, the quality of service is maximum, is best or something. However, what happens is the more you put pressure on the operators, the more you can get from them for the benefit of the consumers. This is a cat and mouse type relationship. Whilst the ministry or the government or the users want better quality of services for better prices, the operators themselves, they are more profit-driven, which is normal because that's their role. However, there must be a point given the importance of telecommunications or electronic communication services so that there will be an optimal point where the operators are making acceptable profit and the consumers are having value for their money.
Dr. Winfred Mfu, technical advisor number 2 at the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications. You are listening to the 7 p.m. news, and away from our in-depth segment of the news, onto some other news-making events. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development has outlined that government has earmarked to plan to triple the production of rice from 150,000 tons to 450,000 tons by 2026. Minister Gabriel Mbairobe, who was speaking in Sancho in the West region while launching the rice value chain development project, declared that the vision of the government is to curb rice importation and make Cameroon a rice exportation company by 2030. Minister Gabriel Mbairobe spoke to our West regional correspondent, Eric Lamiawofo.
Sanchu is a good example of the diversity in agriculture in our country. The commitment of the government is to multiply by three the production of the rice in our country by 2026 and to give our country the opportunity to become an exporter of rice in Africa. We are confident that we can achieve this objective. The head of state give us the means, give us the opportunity, and we think that with the dynamism of the population and the dynamism of the producer, we can achieve this objective.
The acting Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development has encouraged the use of new technologies in the production of cement and reiterated the use of bottles for the conservation of whiskey, latest 2026. Professor Fu Callistus Gentry was speaking during a two-day walking visit to the cement company and the whiskey production industry in Douala in the presence of Littoral Governor Samuel Dudune Vahadiboa. Madonkwele Beziate tells us more.
The major issue presented on the table of discussion by the acting Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development, Professor Fu Callistus Gentry, during his tour to a cement company located at the Bonaberry Industrial Zone, is the need to stop the importation of clinker, an essential component in the production of cement. In a meeting with top management, the minister and his delegation stated the importance of moving towards innovations and applying new technologies in the production of cement, strategies which the management has promised to take into consideration. Xavier Logan is the general manager of a cement production company.
The main innovation this year is the new plant of Figil. So in Cameroon, we have a cement factory from the quarry to the cement bag that is at the top of the new technology. This is what we mean by innovation. Innovation is also proposing various products to our customers.
The acting Minister of Mines proceeded to a whiskey production industry at Ndokoti Douala Bassa, where samples of whiskey have been taken for analysis to monitor the level of alcohol and sucrose in the drinks. Professor Fu Callistus called on the attention of top management for the need to use bottles to better conserve their whiskey, with controls carried out by agents of the Standard and Quality Agency, ANOR, every 3 months. The minister's visit continues this Wednesday to some companies in Douala and the Southwest region. Madonkwele Bizatie, CRTV News, Douala.
Over 100 French institutes of higher learning are showcasing their diverse study opportunities and scholarships to young Cameroonian scholars in Yaoundé. This is during the 11th edition of the Fair on the Promotion of French Studies, known as SAPEV. Launching the 2-day event in Yaoundé, the French ambassador to Cameroon, His Excellency Thierry Machan, in the presence of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, hailed the initiative, which he said will go a long way to unlock the potential of more exchange programs between Cameroon and France. At the end of the opening ceremony of the 11th edition of SAPEV, the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Machan, emphasizes the importance of the platform, which recruits over 4,000 each year. He was interviewed by Colette Janney.
I think it's pretty well adapted to the event, because professionalism and humility, something that is important, because students, when they come, they look for schools, universities. Of course, after that, they will think about employability. Parents, for example, are going to make an important investment. So it's okay to have some guarantee that the students that will come to study in France after have the chance to professionally find a job. So we help them at the school, because we have a career center that is dedicated to that. So it's a team that is important for our school. And of course, we try to give the best chances to the students that come to study, to give them an opportunity. If they want to stay in France or Europe, they can do it. If they want to come back to Cameroon and work here with the experience they had there, it's also possible. So I think it's a good team that was chosen for this year.
Members of the East Regional Council have announced that a significant portion of the 2025 budget will be allocated to implementing the Regional Development Plan, which was elaborated some years ago. This is one of the many resolutions arrived at during a double session that focused on the mid-term evaluation of the Council's activities and the budgetary orientation for the coming year. The Council President, Waman Bele, presided over the session in the presence of East Regional Governor Grégoire Vanga. Tala LT reports from CRTV East.
Debate during this ordinary session of the East Regional Council, chaired by its president, Waman Bele, centered on how to improve the structures, consumption of the public investment budget, and carry out projects for the well-being of the entire region. During a first session dedicated to a mid-term evaluation of the Regional Council's performance in the presence of East Governor Grégoire Vanga, it was revealed that a regional development fund put in place has started developing four main sectors of activity, namely rice and corn, as well as that of livestock. Waman Bele is president of the East Regional Council.
C'est le problème de route, d'éducation.
Our problems are roads, education, healthcare. We need to increase road maintenance, build and equip more classrooms, workshops in technical schools, and increase our healthcare offer.
D'infrastructure sanitaire.
In the second session dedicated to next year's budgetary orientation, it was decided that most of the funds will be used to implement the regional development plan set up by the structure as well as the functioning of the East Regional Council. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
Experts have called for the institution of entrepreneurial mindset education in Cameroon's system of higher learning as a means of diversifying the country's development avenues. They were speaking in Yaoundé today at the official launch of an international colloquium on the sharing of entrepreneurship ideas with hundreds of young Cameroonian project owners, startups, and budding businessmen in the country. Karine Cobon reports.
The two-day international conference organized by the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts to awaken a spirit of entrepreneurship in hundreds of business-minded youngsters drawn from some of the country's major universities is being animated by experts from Cameroon, Canada, Congo, and the United States. Of the five thematic workshops and two roundtable discussions programmed for the colloquium, two workshops unfolded on day one with the special speaker of the conference, Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education and Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famin Dongo, drilling participants in the final session. As guest of honor, expert in entrepreneurial mindset education, Gary Schweniger, called for a shift from classroom theories to field realities, describing the Full to Capacity AMFI 500 of ERIC as a movement of ambitious young minds that, if well nurtured, could transform Cameroon's economic landscape well ahead of its 2035 emergence objective. The main panel of the day, moderated by Minister Achille Basilikinde III, also had in attendance Cameroon's Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari, alongside a cross-section of members of the diplomatic corps.
Out of the country, election observers working for the European Union say some voting results have been doctored in Mozambique as unrest in the country continues to grow. Thousands of people joined opposition protests on Monday that were called by independent presidential candidate Venancio Mondlane. Official results from the general election held on 9th October are due to be announced by Friday. And on to these press releases, the Secretary General of the Senate hereby informs media professionals who wish to cover the third ordinary session of the Senate for the 2024 legislative year that accreditations to this effect are open. Interested persons are requested to submit their files at the mail office of the Senate located within the Public Contract Regulatory Agency building on the fifth floor Door number 7020 strictly before Friday, the 1st of November 2024. Each file shall comprise the following documents: an application letter addressed to the Secretary General of the Senate and duly signed by the Publishing Director of the media organ concerned, photocopies of press cards and national identity cards of the delegated personnel for written press organs, a copy of the last newspaper issue. For the Secretary General of the Senate, the Deputy Secretary General, Mrs. Awasumne Asa Florence Fu. On to this other press release, as part of the process of revising the national youth policy initiated by the government, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotso, in collaboration with the Cameroon National Youth Council and in the continuity of the consultations with topical networks of youth organizations, who received the young people of the following networks: the youth of the Network of Young Regional Councillors of Cameroon, Reggie Korekam, and young leaders from university environments on Wednesday, 23 October 2024, as from 4 p.m. in the conference room of his ministerial departments. And with that, we call it quits in this edition of the 7 p.m. news, in which you heard that joy and relief continues to flow across the 10 regions of the country following the return of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya. To a majority, his return is perceived as a socio-economic booster and political stability in the country. Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dangote will tomorrow represent the Head of State at the 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Apia, the capital of Samoa, tomorrow. In the meantime, the recent decline of the quality of mobile telephone services in the country remains a major concern, as subscribers keep complaining. Our in-depth segment of the news delved on the matter. The 7 p.m. news is a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.